Let's head to the Thunder line and say good morning to the gang that's on their way to Thunder Country. And first of all, we say welcome to Thunder Country and congratulations to Kimberly, Neil, and Reed. It is the band Perry on the Thunder line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Good. Congratulations. Certified gold. Number two. And you know what number two means? That is the step to that number one spot. And we're, of course, talking about You Lie, the band Perry's current single. So way to go. Fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for all your help as well.
Absolutely. We appreciate you guys.
But we are. We're thrilled for you, and we're looking so forward to July 10th. You guys coming to Thunder Country, Bethelwood Center for the Arts. What a night that's going to be, the emotional traffic tour.
Emotional traffic. You know, we're right in the middle of this tour, and basically we are like a well-oiled machine by this point. And
any problems that could have happened
have already. So we are so ready for you guys. It's a fantastic show. I always tell folks, bring your dancing shoes. It's a long night of great music.
That is cool, and I'm great. I mean, I'm glad to hear that, and our Thunderheads are thrilled to hear that you guys are now a well-oiled machine, because many times I refer to myself as the big machine. However, most of my parts are usually rusted.
He's big.
BD-40 with us.
You better bring a 55-gallon drum for Paul.
I'm going to need it. Hey, let me ask you a question. Let's start off with, of the three of you, who's the oldest?
I am. Kimberly, I am the oldest and the bossiest in the family.
She acts the youngest.
Is that what it is? All right, Kimberly. Well, now, other than trying to keep the other two in line, mm-hmm. how did we get to the band Perry? How do you put together the three siblings and get them to work together like you guys do, but yet to come up with just this incredible sound and this incredible mesh that is the band Perry? How did this all get started?
Well, you know, it's so funny. We can actually go back and trace some of our earliest memories as a family were really built around music, whether it was our parents who were, they were kind of like our very first radio. And our dad was a rock and roll lover. Mom was a country fan. And so I just remember literally sitting on the couch as a family and listening to songs together. And Prairie Home Companion, the Bluegrass Hour on public radio. And we were tracing back the other day. The first time we ever sang a three-part harmony was on family vacation.
That's right. We were doing like a trip out west, and Mom was having the night shift driving. So the three of us kept her awake by singing a three-part harmony.
And we were just figuring that out right mm-hmm. there. We had rented this little motorhome, and so it was really tight quarters, and that's how we chose to pass the time. And, you know, officially, we've traveled together as a family for 13 years. We actually celebrate this year. So
gosh.
The boys were like babies when we got started. And I was in 10th grade.
You were a young
like
teen.
That. And so, you know, we just worked really hard and just never quit. And our parents really taught us as kids to never say never and to be gracious to each other. And so I guess fast forward then 13 years later, here we are talking to you lovelies this morning.
Did you ever dream that it would be like this? And I know, you know, again, you just proved a point that we always bring up when we talk to people like yourself and even the newest upcoming stars. And we're going to ask this question of the McClymonds when they join us live next hour. Mm-hmm. You know, 13 years to become an overnight sensation. But did you ever dream that it would be like this quickly? Has it met your expectations or is it bigger than you ever thought it could be?
You know, that's a fantastic question because I believe you have to have some sort of lofty goal in mind and in heart mm-hmm. to keep plowing through sort of, you know, just the molasses of every day
but
chasing
after
your dream.
But I feel like we've reached goals that we have set for ourselves, but yet there are still others that we're striving for.
And you guys have absolutely blown our expectations. We had no idea what to expect, and we just appreciate the warm welcome, and thank you guys you really have changed the three of our lives, and we just appreciate it.
Well, from the first time we heard the song that we just played, Hip to My Heart, the new sound is really what jumped out to me, and it was new, it was fresh. And I came back from Nashville in March. We were out at CRS, and I had told Michelle that I was very impressed with your performance at the New Faces show. And by the way, you might remember me. I was like way in the back, and I waved once.
I pointed you out to Kimberly.
I did. I thought I saw you do that. Thank you. That was me.
Oh, now he's going to...
Pink shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did see him then.
Hey, wait a minute. But very impressed with your poise, your stage presence, and your musicianship.
Thank you so much. We love what we do, and you guys make it easy, you know, playing on the New Faces show, which, of course, for your listeners, it's like kind of a rite of passage, I guess, for new artists. And everybody in country radio is in one room, and we get to play for them. And that was really a huge moment for us. It was one of our main goals setting out was we got to play the New Faces show, got to play New Faces. So thank you so much for that. We had the best time.
Yeah, they referred to that as the crowning jewel of CRS, and indeed it was. And when you, like you said, the rite of passage, and you look back at all the superstars that have performed through the New Faces show, we were very proud back in May. A gentleman who I saw on the New Faces show 4 years ago in Nashville, Bucky Covington, headlined our Thunder Bash event. So, and again, a very impressive performance.
Well, thank you very much. You know, with it, I feel like comes an overwhelming sense of responsibility, too. And the boys and I, we talk about this all the time. I mean, we're already working on new music for future albums, and we really just have our sleeves rolled up and going to continue to work hard for you guys.
That is great to hear, and we look forward to, again, July the 10th. Now, I don't know if you guys realize it or if you've had a chance to really finally check your schedule, but you are appearing on July 10th in hallowed ground. Bethelwood Center for the Arts is the original site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival, and as you'll see, one of the most beautiful amphitheaters in the country.
Whoa,
that's cool.
Well, we're going to hope that some of that just rubs off on us when we come and go.
That is really cool.
I really think it will. Hey, guys, before we let you go, Michelle and I were wondering about this. Well, maybe Michelle wasn't, but I was. Kimberly, I have to ask you to step aside for a second. I want to address this to Neil and Reed.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Talk for me. You know this.
Yeah, well, guys, every morning now, you know, I get a chance to work with Semirano, and I really feel like her dad, not only because of the age difference, but, you know, even though I'm kind of in charge here, it's like, you know, I answer with how high. But Semirano, as a woman, part of Siliberto and Friends, is quite frankly a nudge. Has Kimberly been a nudge growing up? And how do you put up with, I'm looking for advice on how do you put up with the woman part of the component being such a nudge? Can you guys enlighten me on this?
Well, you know, we've kind of been doing this for 13 years, so we're kind of pretty good at dealing with everybody's little quirks, but I think we all kind of play our stereotypical roles, you know, kind of to the T. You know, Kimberly, she is the big sister and everything that goes along with that. And then me, I am the middle child. I claim to be the peacekeeper, but as of right now, Kimberly and Neil are shaking their head no. And then Neil's the baby. He's everything from the jokester to the encourager.
Ah, so Neil, you're the baby in the family.
That's right. Yeah. And I act the oldest, but yes. I
know how that goes, yeah. My Italian mom used to refer to me as the caboose. Since I'm the youngest in the family, so. All right, cool. I appreciate that insight. I'll just continue to do what I normally do. I just ignore her.
Yeah.
Let her feel like she's in charge, and that will cover
that'll
a multitude.
Yeah.
Well.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Yeah.
You know, finally it's somebody who understands what I have to go with.
Hey, again, Ben Perry, congratulations. You lie, certified gold, number two, just a step away from that number one spot. We wish you all the best in the world. We can't wait to see you guys on July 10th, along with Luke Bryan and, of course, Tim McGraw here at Bethelwood Center for the Arts. It is officially the emotional. The Ben Perry will be at number one by that time tour. Coming to Thunder Country.
We'll see you there.
See ya.
All right. The Ben Perry, Kimberly, Neil, and Reed on the Thunder Line. Can't wait to see them when they get here to Thunder Country.